Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Sunday morning. Back to Dean Richards, live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington on 720 WGN.
All right, we're back, everybody. Good morning. Live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. All the way until 1 o'clock today, and because we are, you know, fairly early in the year before Christmas, actually the day before Veterans Day, we like to acknowledge the veterans and all that they have done and sacrificed for all of us by saluting them here. And joining us this morning are the veterans of Lake Barrington Shores. Let's hear it for all of them who are here with us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask you to just stand for the crowd here so we can see who we're applauding? Let's hear it for the veterans. Yeah, turn around so the crowd can see you here. Yep, real heroes. Nice to have you with us.
There may be other veterans here, too.
We'll acknowledge them in a moment, but first let me introduce Tom Gilder, who's the president of the Veterans of Lake Barrington Shores. Tom, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service, first of all. But explain what it is that your organization is and what you do.
We're a chartered club at Lake Barrington Shores, and we participate in patriotic events during the year. We're an all-volunteer organization, 150 members who have served honorably for their country. And we put on things like Memorial Day, and tomorrow we do a Veterans Day, which is open to the public at Lake Barrington Shores, and other events during the year, like we march with the VFW post on July 4th.
Let me ask you, is your organization, certain branches, certain, conflicts in which veterans have appeared, or is it widespread?
No, it's everybody. It's all military. We have all the services except Coast Guard. We have yet to find a Coast Guard veteran.
If one's listening out there.
Yeah, come in. We need to complete it. But we have Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force.
Great. And you served in the Army, I see, on your the badge that you're wearing. In what years?
I served 1967 to 1969. I was in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive and came home.
Great. And we're glad that you're here.
Thank you.
I'm just going to run down the group here so we can meet everybody. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
You are Bill?
Bill Heinrich.
Tell me a little about yourself, Bill. And you also served in the Army, too,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I was in the Army in 1955 and 56. But I never got out overseas. I was in Texas the whole time.
What did you do in Texas?
I was an atomic weapons mechanic.
Wow, that's impressive.
Explosive stuff.
Well, you came to the right show for that. I'll tell you that much. Bill, tell me about yourself.
Yes, Bill Lambertson. I was in the U.S. Air Force from 58 to 67. Fighter pilot most of the time, a forward air controller in Vietnam my last year.
All right. And Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Bob Gorman. I served with the 101st Airborne in Vietnam. I was a public information officer and proud to be part of this group.
And Daphne, it's wonderful to have somebody representing women, because women are so much a part of the armed services as well. You served in the Navy, is that right?
Yes, I served in the Navy for 27 years. I was in Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom. And I'm proud to be a veteran, and I love this group. They're wonderful.
Great. Well, we're glad that you're here. And this is Jim Thompson, not the former governor, by the way. Those listening at home, tell us about yourself, Jim.
Thank you, Dean. Yes, Jim Thompson. I was in the United States Army. I served in the military police, where our motto was bang, bang, halt, halt. And I defended Georgia during 64, 65, and 66.
Very good. Okay.
And so also trustee in the village.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Very nice. So I thought to lead us off here, if we could ask everybody to stand, and maybe the veterans can lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then the Canterbury Carolers who are here are going to sing the national anthem for us. So, Bill, I'm going to hand this off to you.
Detail and salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
Fantastic. Canterbury Carolers. Thank you to the veterans of Lake Barrington Shores. How many other veterans here today? Let's hear it for all the veterans that are here today. We salute you all. We thank you all for your service. We love you.